This semester, the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program news team, despite COVID-19, is still forging ahead. This team of 5th through 8th grade students meet every Monday to develop podcasts that discuss public issues and topics they care about. You are listening to the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, where we cover issues and topics that are relevant to youth here on the western slope of Colorado. I'm Mountain Mays.
And I'm Hallie Zander. Mountain is a recent graduate of the news team and has now been promoted to production assistant, so you'll be hearing his voice producing this show moving forward.
Last Monday, this year's news team met for the first time at Soper's Park, socially distanced. Here's some audio we've captured from the students.
My name is Blake. I go to Basalt Middle School, and I'm in grade 8.
Hi, my name is Indigo. I'm in 6th grade, and I'm at Riverview.
My name is Eva Marie. I'm in 8th grade, and I go to Glenwood Middle.
My name is Enoch, and I am in 8th grade at Two Rivers Community School.
I am Emery. I am in 7th grade, and I go to Glenwood Springs Middle School.
How long have you been involved with the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and what programs have you done with us?
I've been doing Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program for around 3 years now through radio shows and news team.
I have been involved with AZYEP by DJ shows and a few summer camps for about 6 months.
This is my first year doing it, but I have done some radio where my teachers will have the Katie and Kay come to our school.
This is only actually my first time working with AZYEP since the coronavirus stopped the summer camp in the summer. I have actually done a few radio shows with my dad through KDNK called El Viaje.
This is my first time working with AZYEP.
Adele Kraft has been leading the news team for 3 years. She is passionate about working with students in journalism.
What is news team, Adele?
So the youth news team is a small group of middle school students that meet once a week to learn about news, broadcasting, media, storytelling. They also learn about the technical side of radio, like how to edit audio, how to produce radio shows. And then once a month, the news team actually produces a 30-minute long radio program, a public affairs program, on something that they are interested in and is relevant to them and our community. So this could be anything ranging from talking about mental health issues to back to school programming with their teachers and principals. We've interviewed scientists, doctors, nonprofit organization leaders, all sorts of things. So the kids really get to take something that they're passionate about and interested in and run with it and turn it into radio.
Hi, my name is Adele Kraft. I am the youth news team coordinator for the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. I have been involved with the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program for 11 years, and I actually started when I was 11 years old because I had a Girl Scout field trip to KDNK where we were on the radio. I was on the radio with about 12 other girls in my Girl Scout troop, and I thought it was really cool that kids could be on the radio, and I wanted to get more involved. So from the age of 11 to 17 or 18, I had a weekly or monthly show for a couple hours where I played jazz and lounge and soul, and I just really fell in love with being on the radio. So in high school, I was a peer mentor for the program where I guided elementary and middle school students on their music programs, and then I started teaching summer camps for the program, and for the last 3 years, I've been teaching the youth news team.
So with the Anti-Zanka Youth Empowerment Program news team, what has been your favorite part about teaching it?
My favorite thing about teaching the news team is definitely just seeing how inspired and motivated kids get when you let them run with their passion. So I think it's really cool that in this program, kids can pick something that they're interested in and then really investigate it and research it and turn it into a final product that they can be proud of and that they can share with the community. Another thing that I really love about teaching news team is just seeing the confidence that it builds in kids. And that goes for radio and AZYEP as a whole. I think from the minute that a student walks in to the station to the end of that day, the end of that month, the end of that school year, the confidence that grows in them and
the kind of empowerment that they get from being on radio and learning public speaking and learning how to share their voice with the community is really cool to see. And it's great to see kids grow in that way. So that's really, really rewarding.
When Adele met her new cohort for News Team this year, she got them thinking about why they're interested in music, radio, and journalism.
Okay, this is a fun one. What is your favorite genre of music? And maybe you can tell us one artist or one musical artist that you really like.
One of my favorite musical genres is probably indie rock. I've been listening to a lot of Claro and Cavetown and Greer.
One of my favorite genres of music is classic rock, and one of my favorite musical artists is Queen.
One of my favorite music genres is classical with electric, like EDM, and my favorite artist with that genre is Lindsey Stirling.
My favorite genre is classic rock, and my favorite band is the Beatles.
I'd say my favorite genre of music would be rock and roll live from the 50s and 60s, and I think one of my favorite artists from then is Ritchie Valens.
Why are you interested in journalism and news, and where do you get your news from?
I'm interested in journalism because I think it's important to spread the word of good news.
I'm interested in journalism because you can put the public opinion out there. I get my news from the TV, radio.
I actually just got into journalism this summer and my best friend sent me this program, but I'm more interested in environmental journalism about bringing awareness to issues that's happening in our state and in our country. And I mostly get my information in the newspaper and in the news.
I'm interested in journalism and news so I can give people what's going on in the world, and I get most of my news from the newspaper or online.
I get most of my news from things like NPR and KDNK local news, but occasionally here from CNN 10. And I'm interested in journalism because, especially here, for me here, it gave me a sort of comfort to know what was going on, especially during COVID and recently the Grizzly Creek fire. Even though it felt more like impending doom than comfort.
I am interested in journalism because I'll be able to spread the news if something bad is happening in town. And I usually get my news from CNN.
And on day one, she even got them to open up about what global issues mean most to them, whether it's coronavirus, technology, or Black Lives Matter, these students have a lot they care about.
What is the biggest challenge facing your generation or the world today?
Well, I think the most important matter at hand right now is coronavirus. And then probably during the future, our generation's biggest problem is going to be climate change.
What he said, coronavirus, because I think that this has a big impact on our generation since we're so young and also in the future. It'll, like, change the way, like, how we look at things, and also it'll change, like, the way we do things when we're older.
I think the biggest challenge facing our generation is tech will rule the world and turn it into a giant wasteland. I think it will be our downfall at some point.
I'd say currently, here for our generation, it would be Black Lives Matter movement, which has really been kicking up through these last 2 months with all of the police brutality charges and through all of the protests that some people would think have gotten out of hand. Yet I feel it's more of a do justice.
I think the biggest challenge facing our generation is the amount of use of plastic affecting certain species across the world.
I think that one of the, if the not the largest problem facing our generation and the world in general right now is overconsumption of resources. We are on a track to demolish the world in very, very little time. And things like fast fashion, you know, which produces like tens of millions of tons of like linen products, and of that, millions is wasted.
The next question is, what are you passionate about? And that can be a pretty big question. So maybe you're passionate about a big issue that we were just talking about, or maybe you're passionate about skateboarding. And any of those things are awesome. Just talk a little bit about your passion and one thing or a couple things you're passionate about.
Gaming. I just play it because it's fun.
One thing I'm passionate about is music and also writing. If I'm given a topic that has nothing to do with fiction, because I do not like writing fiction, but I guess if you just give me a topic, I'll just write something with it. I play the cello and piano and French horn.
I'm passionate about baseball. My favorite team is the Cubs.
I'm really passionate about writing stories and storytelling, because if you've ever seen the movie Stranger Than Fiction, it plays upon the idea that everything you write can come to life.
I like rock climbing. I like mountain biking.
I am very passionate about the outdoors and just being outside.
How has the coronavirus pandemic impacted you and your life? Maybe school, your relationships with family, friends, your community?
Online school hasn't worked super well. And I guess that's not a super hot take, but yeah, so it's affected me in a lot of ways, but that's a big one.
Well, it's affected me in school and family relationships, because usually my grandma would visit me in the summer and winter.
One way the coronavirus has impacted me is that I've had more than 8 things canceled this summer, but also I've gotten closer with my family, and I've gotten to get more creative than I normally was. I guess just figure out things to do instead of just sitting at home on my electronics all day and going outside.
COVID has impacted my family. I try not to be a homebody, but COVID has turned me into a huge homebody.
I'd say here the real question is, how has COVID not impacted anyone's life? Because it's really changed how everyone's done everything, but an interesting take upon how people here in America have adjusted to COVID is that we've adjusted more to living with COVID than getting rid of it. But there is a positive change that has happened, like how I've discovered my recent love for cards and poker.
This global pandemic has affected my important education, but it has also brought me closer to my family and some of my friends.
COVID-19 has taken me away from school, where I get to see most of my friends.
After Adele came up with some insightful, thought-provoking questions for her students, I decided to throw them right back at her.
So how has COVID impacted you throughout the duration of it?
Well, in March, so from March 10th to March 15th, I was on a camping trip in the desert, and we knew about COVID. We knew it was in Washington. And then when we came back from our camping trip less than a week later, the whole world had changed, and I didn't have a job. I was unemployed because my main job is working in a restaurant and working with kids. So I didn't have a job for about a month. And one thing that was really great was that I was writing my thesis for my bachelor's degree in sustainability from March to May. So I got to spend a lot of time just working on my thesis and writing all day, which was amazing. It's really unfortunate that right now we can't spend a lot of time with our friends and family. I've hugged my parents maybe twice during this whole thing, and they live 5 miles away. So that's been probably the hardest part of it, is just that I can't go into their home and spend time with them. But I think a lot of good things have also come out of it too. I think a lot of people, myself included, have learned about themselves, about their relationships, their friendships. And it's been an opportunity for me, especially, to connect to people that I don't normally check in on a regular basis, people across the country. I think a lot of people are checking in with one another more now and just checking up on people, seeing how they're doing. I think that's really cool.
What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
In my free time, I really like spending time outside. So I love going camping, backpacking, rock climbing. I work as a rock climbing guide. That's my third or fourth job. I really like skiing, hiking, all the outdoor sports. And I also really love cooking, reading, teaching. I will add that when COVID is not rocking our world, that I really love to travel, but I, like many people, haven't done a lot of that lately, so I'm looking forward to traveling again when the world settles back down.
What is the news to you, and where do you get your news from primarily?
Cool. My definition of news is pieces of information that are relevant, that are timely, and that can be something that's hard facts, like science or current events, things like that. But I also think that news can include pieces of information that can bring communities together. So I think that reporting on community events, personal interest pieces, talking to people about their everyday lives, what they do, public affairs, I think that can all be news. I think news encompasses, news in the broader sense, encompasses a lot of different things. But I think in general, news brings together community. It informs people, it's relevant, it's timely. And it can be anything ranging from hard facts to things about people's lives. I do get a lot of news from KDNK. I think it would be really bad if I didn't listen to KDNK because I'm on the board and because I teach for Andy Zanka. But I also get a lot of news from newspapers.
So look forward to hearing some interesting stories coming from this year's news team. The students this year are unique and have a lot of different interests and experiences.
What is your favorite activity to do in your free time?
I use my computer all the time. I play games, watch videos, watch anime.
Multitasking. I watch YouTube and I play games at the same time.
This isn't really much of an activity, but one thing I like to do is watch movies or also read.
My favorite thing to do in my free time is to play baseball or do something else outside. I play catcher and second base.
While I usually enjoy reading in my free time, on Fridays every week, me and my dad and a few family friends have a band together. So we have band practice on Fridays, and I play the drums, which I really enjoy doing.
My favorite thing to do in my spare time is baking and backpacking. I'll bake anything. My favorite backpacking trip was when I went up to Capitol Lake.
Who is someone that you look up to and why? This can be someone you know, like your mom, your grandpa, the people at Pepino's for making you pizza. No, just kidding. Or it can be a celebrity, a politician, a scientist, someone you don't know. Who is someone you look up to and why?
I look up to Hank Green. He's a genius and I love him. Yeah, he's an author. He makes content on the internet.
I look up to just my dad because he knows he's good with people. He knows a lot of people and he knows how to get jobs because he's been through like 15 of them.
One person I look up to is my sister because she's always, like, always doing something and she's really well-known in my town.
I look up to Anthony Rizzo. He plays for the Chicago Cubs and he is my favorite player.
I really look up to this magician named Buddy Holly because he was a different character from the 50s, who kind of changed the way people thought of songs and musicians, because all the other competitors who were here with them were people like Elvis, who was this macho guy here, and who everyone wanted to be like or looked up to, while Buddy Holly here was this four-eyed singer who wrote all of his own songs.
I look up to Neil Armstrong because I think being up in space and doing something that could be life-threatening but still doing it anyways is really cool.
One person that I really look up to is my mom because she's one of those people that if she is passionate about something or cares about something, that she will always speak her mind and stand up for people. and I really admire that, and I would love to be more like her. Okay, what are you looking forward to most this upcoming year? Maybe it's a trip. We're not going on a lot of trips, but maybe you're doing a road trip or a camping trip or backpacking, something like that. Maybe you're graduating from middle school, anything, just something you're looking forward to this year.
I'm looking forward to the snow season because I love snowboarding, and it gets me out of the house all the time. And if they aren't, if we're not allowed to go skiing, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. So
I'm looking forward to probably, my mom said we're going to go on a road trip all around the country this year, so maybe that will happen.
I guess one of the things I'm looking forward to is actually going back to in-person school, because I do not like online school at all. I learn better in person than online.
One thing I'm really looking forward to this year is my birthday, because I'm really waiting to see how that's going to go, and if our band is ever going to get any traction.
I am looking forward to hanging out with my family, and me and my dad have planned a backpacking trip to go to the top of Sopris.
Similar to Blake, I'm looking forward to ski season. But I am also really looking forward to graduating college this year. I'm getting my bachelor's degree in sustainability, and then I'll be looking to grad programs.
It was a real treat for me to watch Mountain interview Adele, since she taught him in the news program for the last few years. You can hear in her voice how proud she is of the progress he has made.
Do you have anything else you would like to add?
There it is. I was really hoping you'd say that.
Oh, yes. I'm trained from the news team to always ask that question, no matter what.
Okay, good. I just want to add that I'm really excited to be leading the youth news team again this year. All the voices of the kids that you're hearing on this program today, I've only spent one day with them so far, but they're already really, really inspirational. And I just love that I get the opportunity to learn from this group of kids, and that they get to learn from me, and we can all learn about news and community and storytelling together. Youth News Team is always one of my favorite parts of the week, so I'm really excited for this school year and learning with all the kids.
What are some consistent issues or world events that students are continuing to bring up that they really care about?
I think the two biggest categories of issues that kids are always drawn to and want to talk about over and over again are environmental issues and sustainability issues, especially in our community, and also social justice issues. We do spend a lot of time talking about mental wellness, and that can be, we'll interview somebody from Focus Kids, an organization like that, or maybe we're talking about mindfulness, meditation, physical health, mental health. And I think that's a really big part of the Andy Zenke Youth Empowerment Program too, and everything that we're founded on. So that's one that we always come back to. And in the environmental realm, we've talked a lot about water issues in our valley, climate change. Those seem to be the things that kids always come back to. But Mountain, do you think there's anything else?
I don't think there's anything else, but I think climate change and environmental issues, I hear a lot during those meetings and in past meetings. That's just a very strong subject.
We hope you tune in on the third Monday of every month from 4:00 to 4:30 to hear voices of kids in our community and about issues they're passionate about.
And we will leave you with a taste of what our shows will look like in the future.
This is a clip of one of the news team's shows from last year.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zenke Youth News Team on KDNK. I'm Mila.
I'm Emerson.
I'm Blake.
I'm Ephraim.
I'm Ella.
And I'm Mountain.
For today's show, we interviewed Angela Mills, the executive director of the local nonprofit organization Lift Up.
For the first half of our show today, we asked Angela about the organization, its history, and the work that they have to do in this valley.
During the second half of our show, we will be discussing the broader issue of food insecurity in our valley, what we can do to help, and how people can benefit from their services.
To begin our interview, can you please give us a brief introduction to yourself and your organization.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. My name is Angela Mills, and I'm the executive director for Lift Up. So a little bit about myself. I am a wife and a mom, as well as the executive director. So I love to be super busy. And then a little bit about our organization. We reach out to our communities to help bridge the gap to food insecurity.
What are the demographics of people that you serve? Has this changed over time?
So the demographics are totally, totally vast. So we help people that don't have any jobs at all and maybe are wrestling with homelessness right now. We help people that work multiple jobs and own homes and have just fallen upon food insecurity for various reasons. You can be traveling right along in your life, cooking with gas, thinking everything's rosy, and get hit with some medical bills and all of a sudden need help buying groceries. So we help anyone at any stage of life that needs a little bit of help with food.
What inspires your passion to work in this field and help others in need?
I think that that's probably twofold. My background is I have a Mexican dad and an Italian mom. So everything in my house is about food. We love to eat together and feed each other and gather around food. And then my husband and I have been really blessed to be foster parents and to see firsthand the food insecurity that children struggle with in our area. So when the opportunity came up to work for this organization, I jumped at it.
You just heard the news team interview Lift Up's executive director, Angela Mills, about the organization. We are going to take a short music break, but stay tuned to hear us interview Angela about food insecurity and what we can do to help.
We'll be right back after a break. Thank you for listening.
This has been Mountain Maze.
And Hallie Zander. Thanks for listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK.